What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, May 5th. We hope you are doing well. Want to welcome you. We are so excited for today's show. But first, Maggie, how you doing?
May the 5th, revenge of the 5th. Guys, yesterday was May the 4th. Of course, May the 4th be with you. But I'm Sith all the way, so piss off. And tomorrow is Revenge of the Sith. it's a whole Star Wars May thing. Thank you, Rob. I'm doing great. I'm going to All In. it's sort of a dream come true. There's actually a couple of people I want to shout out. First of all, my friend Philip. He's a family friend and he's coming with me. He was actually the one to actually persuade me into going. He's like, "Oh, Maggie, are you stoked for Tuesday? The pre-sale tickets are coming." And I was like, "I'm not going." And he's like, "What do you mean you're not going?" And it took him about 3 to 4 minutes to actually persuade me into going. It's been a whole experience after that. Thank you, Philip, for the incredible patience that you had. On Tuesday, he came to the bar and actually helped me book a flight ticket because I'm a freaking Neanderthal and I've never set foot in an airport before. So he was like, he explained everything to me as if I were a baby. You have no idea how patient he was with me. And I'm like, "Well, what does this do?" And it was so amazing. So thank you. You will not believe the price for flights.
Yeah.
Yes. So like the ticket for the actual event is the most cheap thing out of the entire thing. So at the end of the day, the ticket for the event, the plane tickets and the place where I'm staying, which I booked today, those three things are worth 2 months of pay. That nice. That's not nice. Not nice. Yeah. This is the first time in quite some time that I have zero money. Like, my entire savings are gone because of that. Like, it's fine, guys. I want you to know that I will never starve. I will always have food. But it's weird. So the second person I want to shout out is John Barker, our friend, our loving friend John Barker, who actually helped me book the place where I'm staying at London. Of course, I don't think that I'll ever be able to return the favor. So, John, if you're watching, thank you so much. You have no idea how much this means to me. I'm so looking forward to meeting finally meeting you. I'm going to give you the biggest hug ever. And I cannot wait. It's actually incredibly surreal right now. And I don't think that I actually realize what's going to happen. And this is something I told Tempest the other day. And I was like, it's one of these delay reactions, you know, mentally, you're like, yeah, whatever. And when the time comes, I'm going to be puking for like hours because of anxiety, of course. And I don't know, it's kind of exciting. My first ever wrestling show. I hope it's not the last one. It's pretty much going to be easier for the UK because I will have to go through immense trouble for visa stuff for the States. You know, does Canada have visa? Do I need a visa for Canada?
You do.
Yeah, Jesus. Fucking
or passport, whatever they call it there, but yeah,
or yeah. What I have, like the easiest thing ever was me like applying for a passport because I need a passport for London because of, you know, the whole Brexit thing. Yeah. But yes, while you display the super chat, guys, you have no idea how much it will mean to me if you send the super chats because I will be needing all the help I can get for this trip. London is crazy expensive. I'm sure that Tom knows. So thank you. We appreciate this so much. Send us a super chat. Send us a humper chat. Please like the video if you love what we do here. It helps us a lot. Even a simple thing as a like. Please, you have no idea how much it helps us.
Yes. Our great friend Tom Talks Rubbish, who actually has a show on Fightful Overbook now too, as well, says thank you for both being nice people. Up and down emotions this week. You're both truly amazing. Thank you, my friend. And I know it's been a crazy week for you, and I hope it gets better. I know you've been going through something, so we're with you. Ryan Sullivan sent us super chat. When Star Wars character sells hot dogs, Admiral Snack Bar. I love it. Thank you.
This would be incredibly funny if I didn't hear it for the 87th time.
I still love it.
D-Lo, I know, it's a good one. D-Lo we Diggs, love you, Ryan.
Our great friend D-Lo Diggs says, hi. Love it that Maggie is going to All In. And love Rob being that awesome guy on Twitter. Hearts to all. Disappearing in the chat. Bye. Bye, buddy. Still gonna try to work in you a match with so Buddy, Buddy Murphy or Buddy, what's his name?
Hey, we can talk to Will. It's
yeah, Will. I need you to do something here. Our great friend Chris, who will be on the Backlash pre-show tomorrow with us, he says, "I'm so jealous."
Will Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, Ryan will be too. I just thought about that.
Yep. Yeah, and also Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan will be there too. Ryan will be there. Thank you, Ryan. I'm so jealous, not because Maggie is going to AEW. I'm jealous of all the people who will get to meet Maggie. Have the best time ever. Exactly, Chris. That is exactly how I feel. Exactly how I feel.
Jesus, we're going to meet each other soon. It's going to be fine. Thank you, everyone, for supporting. You have no idea how much this means to me.
Yep, that's exactly. Tell Will. Yeah, that's the goal, yeah, man.
Everyone, please tell Will. yes. Also, guys, we're excited for tomorrow's Backlash pre-show on Fightful Select. Subscribe to Fightful Select. This is also a wonderful way to support us. We will, Jared is going to be joining us. Like, we've been after Jared for After Dark for so long, but like our schedules could never sync up. So I was like, you know what? Like, come on, at least come on the pre-show if you have free time. So he's gonna join us on the pre-show. Like, not Jeff Jarrett, by the way. I hope that everyone knows. So yes, please join us tomorrow at 2:30, right?
Yep, 2:30 Eastern.
2:30 Eastern on Fightful Select. Alexis Cardoza will be joining us as well. A lot of amazing people on the pre-show tomorrow.
Like, yeah. It's going to be a packed one. Yeah. Well, let's get started, Maggie. AEW All In presale, which we kind of started talking about.
I'm responsible for that. I bought a ticket.
Yeah. Well, you know, since like you wrote the script, it's already changed. They've sold over 50,000 tickets. And
yes. Yes, they did.
It's, and that's as of yesterday. So the number is going to go up because of the public could buy them today. There's all kinds of numbers rumored today. I've seen all kinds of ridiculous things on Twitter too. That's made it actually hilarious how people have been.
This
feeling.
Is so funny. This is so fun. I've been laughing my ass off. You know why? Because like when we were actually trying to purchase those tickets on Tuesday, Philip and I, like we had codes, you know, pre-sale codes, and you have no idea that, like the moment you get to a certain section. And it throws you away. It throws you away from the website. And then, oh, yeah, I would like this. No. Like, are you kidding? And I'm like, I'm so stupid that, guys.
No, that's what got me to laugh.
Guys, Corey, I thought we were friends. I sold it. People are like, oh yeah, Maggie's gonna go to Wembley. Might as well I go too. I want to meet Maggie. I'm so kidding. Please don't. I'm gonna have anxiety so much. I thought, because when they announced Wembley, do you remember how like anxious I was because I thought that they weren't gonna sell out, you know, the stadium. I'm pretty sure they will.
They're going to sell out depending like how many. Yeah, they're going to sell out and they're going to actually probably end up opening more sections, I think.
More sections, yeah.
So, yeah, so and that's a great
50,000 tickets.
And
that's
this
50,000 people in one place.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
And guess what? This just shows, somebody said it on Twitter the other day. If anything, this actually, one thing they just showed the WWE is they need to do more international. Like
They really do. Like, you remember they used to have big shows in Australia? Like, fucking go to Australia, go to New Zealand, go, like, I don't know. Like, WWE's been doing this for a long, long time. This is the first time that AEW are, fat chance for that happening. I'm 5 foot tall. I'm not gonna win this match. Nothing on Paul, okay? No. We can have a splits match. I can do splits. Like, I'm pretty sure Jeff Jarrett can do splits. I challenge you to a splits match, Jeff Jarrett.
But
so what was I gonna say? I couldn't remember. This is the first time AEW is going out of America, you know, north, south. They've been to Canada, right?
They've been to Canada.
A couple of times. And nowhere else, right? Like
they've been to Canada twice. They've been to Toronto and Winnipeg. And then they have their tour this is the first time. July.
Yeah. They were supposed to have a Fighter Fest at the UK before the pandemic started, but that ruined it. Thank you, COVID. I'm so looking forward to this. And mind you, this is happening with zero matches announced. By the way, zero matches announced.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing too, which is nice about, I think it's great that you could sell tickets to these shows without announcing matches. I mean, WWE did that with Backlash. They sold Puerto Rico really well. I don't know if that sold out. I think it might have, but I know they're making record gate, so that's all they care about.
Well, there you go. Just more pay-per-views outside of the U.S. I'm so pumped for Backlash because it's in Puerto Rico. If it were anywhere else, like in the States, it was just going to be like another show. But I'm so pumped for this show because it's going to have a different audience. You're going to see which people are over outside of the States. So I'm always looking forward to that.
Scott says if you bring some 8x10s and sign them before the event, you'll make your money back in no time.
8x10s of who?
Photo. You have yourself. Photos.
I know it's not going to be of my, of me. Like, no, I looking incredible. No. Like, if I make one, like, $1,000 and I sell it, it's going to be okay. But, like, I'm not selling more than one.
Yeah. Gotcha. No. Well, let's move on to WWE Draft Talk. So we'll start with the Raw roster. We're only going to talk about a few names here. Cody Rhodes, what do you think about that? Going to Raw.
He's getting the title, isn't he? Like that new title, the Constellation Prize title. He's still getting that, right? I don't like it as well. But everything points to that. Like, he did say that his eyes are still on the WWE title. But I don't know, man. Like, the next person that we're going to talk about is Seth Rollins. I kind of feel like this is Seth Rollins' belt because of everything that we spoke about last week. Yeah. Because Seth Rollins sold the crap out of that belt way more than Triple H did. Triple H did talk about the belt on the press conference today at Puerto Rico. He said that the tournament for that belt will start after Backlash. What did he say? There was going to be triple threat matches?
Yeah, there's going to be triple threat matches. There's going to be, yeah, pretty much. I think you know that. Let's see here.
It's going to be on Raw and SmackDown, which is weird because that belt is going to be on Raw.
Yeah.
It's really weird because, like, those rosters are going to be in place from this Monday, after Backlash. And like, why are there people in SmackDown competing for the belt that's going to be on?
So you want to hear my theory on this? My theory is they separated these rosters for now so they can sell the TV rights.
Sure.
And once the TV rights are done, the rosters are going back to what they've been, where you're going to start seeing people all over the
Invitational. What was that? Crackle?
Whatever. The Simon Dean.
Brand Invitational. Yeah. Where only four people from each brand can go, and then people threaten you, and then, okay, there's five people.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what the hell was that? Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. Yeah, another interesting one is Drew McIntyre. There's been a lot of talk on Twitter, and you know, it's on Twitter, so it must be too, that Drew McIntyre is actually finishing up his deal with WWE, and he's going to leave. We have no idea if this is true or not. Like, we don't usually talk about stuff that Fightful hasn't reported. But this is interesting because he's dealing with an injury right now, right? Or No. He's not dealing with the injury. He's absent because of they haven't came to terms with the contract, right?
No, I just I don't know why he's out. I don't think it's.
I actually don't remember.
Maybe it might be an injury.
So this is interesting because he's going to Raw, which is always good because I'd like for him to compete for that belt. I miss Drew McIntyre being heel because every time I imagine a babyface Drew McIntyre, I remember those weird stories that he used to tell in segments backstage.
Okay.
And him singing after he lost, what was Bye Bye Miss American Pie? No. Yeah. No. Jesus. What were you going to say?
Well, I didn't read the articles like today. Like, if it's really not on Fightful, I don't really read it too much.
Yeah.
But like looking at like Wrestling Inc. and stuff like that, they basically, like, he's sidelined with an undisclosed health issue, which I remember hearing but he's approaching the end of his contract. There's reports that also indicated that they're far apart on terms, which Fightful, was that Fightful that reported that? McIntyre, according to Dave Meltzer said McIntyre right now is working with the idea there's a good chance he's finishing up. He could do a big program for a title as a challenger and finally leave. Perhaps at the point that Randy Orton could return, and there's always people like Brock Lesnar or Omos that could be add in.
Yeah, the free agent Omos.
McIntyre will be out of action a few more weeks.
Yeah. Nothing... I miss McIntyre.
But the thing is McIntyre's contract's not up until the end of the year. So that's why I don't understand like this stuff. So it's like the finishing up stuff. I don't get that.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Well, no, you're not the only one that says it. I read it like in that article too. Like
I know. So let me explain. Okay. So New Year's Eve came, I blinked twice, and now it's May. So this is why they're saying they're finishing up, because like it's May, but like right now it's like two things are going to happen and it's going to be December again. This is really, really, it's terrifying.
Yeah. So Scott puts it out there for us. Like, so there's going to be triple threat matches on Raw and SmackDown. So.
Yeah. Okay. Done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This was it. Papa H. Papa H is great. So Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are at Raw. I wonder, because like they have the Raw and the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I wonder what they're going to do with those belts. Shinsuke Nakamura is an interesting one because where's Karrion Kross?
Well, he's on SmackDown. Or he's going to be on... Where the hell is he now? I think he stays on SmackDown, right?
I think he's on SmackDown, which is weird because they just entered the program together.
But like, he's on SmackDown, but he's wrestling tonight against Shinsuke.
Yeah. Raw. Jesus Christ. This is why those rosters are going to be a thing after tonight, after tomorrow's pay-per-view or premium live event. I'm sorry. Yeah. The great thing is that Imperium are on Raw. I cannot wait. I love Imperium. They're doing great with them right now. Apollo Crews got drafted from NXT, which is weird because like he got back to NXT because he felt that he didn't actually do everything that he wanted to do on NXT. Then so he returned. He did nothing on NXT, except for going fishing with Bron Breakker.
Yeah. But that's... Fishing is something some people dream about doing with Bron Breakker.
Yeah, and Moxley, obviously.
Yeah, Moxley.
Yeah, I wonder if he actually went fishing.
I think I heard he did.
Good on him. Good on Moxley.
I think I heard he did.
So, JD McDonagh also got drafted. My fucking God, the match that he had with Dragon Lee this week. Did you actually get to what? Yeah, you did. I asked you already. Please don't Google me. I hate the fact that he's so actually astonishingly good in the ring. Seriously, I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm interested to see what he does on Raw. I really want to see him against AJ Styles, but he's on SmackDown, so there you go. Odyssey Jones is another interesting one. they didn't actually do anything with him on NXT. I wonder why they drafted him. There was so much that he could do on NXT, but like, that's fine. I actually have faith in these NXT call-ups. Call me stupid, but I actually do. Rhea Ripley got drafted to Raw with the Women's SmackDown Championship. What do you think? Are they making a name? What are you laughing?
I was just thinking like what you said about Rhea, and then I was like, of course you went there, and then I'm like, the way she talks, like in tweets, yeah, about I know, Dominic, I and know. I'm like, yep, it went dirty.
So are they renaming those championships? And if they are, how about changing the way they fucking look? Because if I have to stare at another W,
well,
I just, Jesus.
The reason, okay, so this is the thing. Like, I get why they do the W. They do it for branding, right? You know, so like,
fucking
like
sucks.
When, like here, when somebody wins in sports, when they win the championship, they get that free title, and then like the MVP or main star walks around with the WWE title around, you know, so that's free publicity for them. That's free publicity for the WWE that they're not paying for. So that's why they put the WWE logo on there. Now they could still give that trophy out to people. Then that wouldn't matter, I'm guessing, but I think you're still going to see the W one way or another. I do.
But like the way that we see the W on the new belt is okay. Like,
yeah.
Again, contrary to everyone on Twitter, I actually like the new belt. Like, it's fine because I'm so fucking fed up with the way that four of the belts in the company look. Four! And they're the same! They're the same belt with different colors. It's sparkly and it's blue. It's fucking annoying. That's a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
With the same damn belts. With the same belts. This is so frustrating. So rename the belts, make them look differently, and just fucking do your job, man. This is so fucking frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. Some other people you wanted to talk about. You have on your list that Indy Hartwell.
Indy Hartwell got drafted to Raw. This is weird, okay? Because they didn't do anything actually with Indy on NXT, and I'm like, okay, there's nothing for her there. Just call her up. Like, the way are there, so just call her up. They didn't call her up. She kept losing, and after losing, she won a match, and they're like, oh well, you're in the women's contender, like for the NXT women's belt. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. They gave her a chance for a match because she lost. Okay, oh, fine. Like, it's, I'm going to let it slide because it's Indy and we all love Indy. Okay? So she won the championship in a weird way in a match that wasn't supposed to happen either way because, like, what the hell did they do to Roxanne Perez? But that's a different story for another time, for another podcast, hopefully. So Indy won. Then she got to defend the belt in a three-way. Because they called her the most beatable champion. She got injured, legitimately injured in the match. And she left for, you know, for the doctor's office, for the local medical facility office. And they continued the match really professionally, by the way, because all three members of the match, the referee and Roxanne and Tiffany Stratton, are fairly new to WWE. And it was extremely kudos to all three participants of this match. So instead of they're calling an audible and just putting the belt on Tiffany Stratton, because of course she's so ready, they got Indy to get back in the ring and win the championship, just for her to leave the championship in the ring the next week.
Yeah.
So they put a championship on her and then they call her up. And I'm like, okay. And I'm so sure that they had no idea how to book Indy before, during, or after you know, her that it's so weird. It's incredibly weird, but I'm gonna let it slide because it's indie. She looked freaking gorgeous this week on NXT. She always does. But this week, I don't know what she did. Like, she looked so, so great. She was in a cast. She was like, I have no idea how to. I'm supposed to, exit the ring.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, she got in the ring with a championship with no trouble. And then she left the championship. And it's suddenly harder for her to get. It's okay, but like Dexter Lumis came out under the ring. It was Index Forever. We love it. It's just so great. Beth Phoenix is fucking being so happy somewhere. But yes, Scott is right. Tiffany does really need to be the new champion. Quick shout out to Danny Palmer. She had her main roster NXT debut this week. I was fucking impressed with that girl. This was my first time seeing her. She was on Level Up, but I don't fucking watch that show. She's so great, and I'll be watching her just like I'm watching. So Ruka, Tiffany Stratton. If this is what NXT is being handed to. I'm looking forward to that. Like, I'm looking forward to what the new people do in NXT. So we get to see that. Zoe Stark is another NXT call-up. Katana Chase and Caden Carter. Okay, let's talk about this. So they call up the NXT Women's Champions, and because the before their championship match, and I'm like, okay, so they're losing their championship belts. No, no. They didn't. The interesting thing is that both teams got drafted. And I'm like, okay, so we're definitely going to have the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships on the main roster, which you know what that means. If they're not merging those titles, please merge those titles. Because there's... Do you know how many teams are left on NXT? Women? No. Like, none. There are no team. None. Yeah. Like, yeah, there are no teams. None. We don't want none.
We don't want none.
Yes, we do, because AJ Styles is back. So, is there any more left? Yeah. Oh, yeah, see, like, Tegan Nox is on Raw. Remember Tegan Nox? Sorry. I'm sorry. On SmackDown, we have the returning AJ Styles, which I popped for.
Too bad WWE didn't, right? They were like, it was like Michael Cole didn't know he was gone.
I
was
no selling from the commentary team whatsoever. And I'm like, imagine if, Pat McAfee was on commentary. He would have lost his fucking mind. Rob lost his mind so much that he exited the stream altogether. Yes, we did have the returning OC. All members of the OC are on SmackDown. You got so sad that you just bailed on me.
Yeah, I was so mad. I called. I was trying to call Michael Cole. That's what happened.
I'm sorry. I popped immensely. I missed AJ so much. I started crying. Put my coffee on, on my couch. It's fine. It's a cheap ass couch. Oh. That's another thing that you can send me money for, guys. I need a new couch, but I don't care. Like, send me money for Wembley.
So something got weird. It was just your couch. Okay.
Yeah, it was. Let's call it a couch. Cameron Grimes got drafted to SmackDown, which was amazing. I wonder what they're going to do with him because...
This right here, they could have fixed, granted, I'm not a JBL guy. I am not a JBL guy. But this is where they could have, if they wanted to do something, when JBL was leaving Baron Corbin, that was their chance.
Something with that. Yeah,
that was their chance.
Yes.
So,
and they've known that Cameron Grimes was going to be on the main roster for quite some time, quite some time. He hasn't been mentioned on NXT whatsoever, like at all, in a while. So, yeah. By the way, the things that the OC and LFO can do on SmackDown is just mouthwatering. Like Santos Escobar against AJ Styles, please.
Yeah.
Forever.
Take
Thank
my money.
You.
Take my
Take
money.
Take all my money. Grayson Waller is also on SmackDown. He's going to have the Waller effect on SmackDown. I can't wait for that. It's going to be so stupid.
Yeah, they're going to have the Waller effect on there, and then you're going to have Miz TV on Raw. So
yeah, so the Waller effect is so much better than Miz TV. Roman Women's, and that's nothing against Miz, by the way, because we've seen recently how good Miz can be during his match against Seth Rollins. I love the fact that we every now and then we get a reminder of how good the Miz is actually is. So yeah, so we also have Bianca Belair, you know, the Raw Women's Champion on SmackDown. So there you go. No belt swap, please, because no, please. It's gonna be so fucking stupid. Just continue if because they have. That run for Bianca Belair, like that incredible run with the Raw Women's title.
Yeah.
If they just swap it, it's going to get a reset. Like, no, please. That's going to be incredibly dumb. Yes, and there we go on SmackDown, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, according to Michael Cole, by the way. Isla Dawn.
Isla Dawn.
Isla Dawn. Nice, Dawn. great work, Michael Cole. Jesus Christ. I love the thing, what Bailey said. I went to bed and woke up on SmackDown. I hope, you know, Michael Cole.
That's what I'm...
Yes, we get to have more Bailey and Michael Cole. This is what I live for. This is so great. So we have a bunch of free agents.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous to me. Okay, like the free agents are Baron Corbin, Brock Lesnar, Cedric Alexander, Dolph Ziggler, by the way, Elias Mustafoli, MVP, Omos, Shelton Benjamin, Von Wagner, okay, Vaughn, Zion Quinn, what?
Ugh. Well, you Alexa know, on Bliss. The list, I'm the listener, your boy. I think it was Sean. Yeah, I think it was Sean that said, he goes, this is pretty much like Von Wagner and Zion Quinn. This is like, they're putting them on the roster to like, to basically sink or swim. Like this
sink
is their...
swim. Yeah. That,
yeah. That's interesting.
You mentioned that. Yeah, but like they literally just started a story with Von Wagner on NXT. Like it's a pretty disturbing story, by the way, on NXT. I'm interested to see where it goes, but like it's a okay. Like, why are we going there? Shelton Benjamin, Von Wagner, Zion Quinn, Alexa Bliss isn't anywhere. Like, Aaliyah, Big E's inactive. Injured is Bobby Roode, Bray Wyatt, Carmella is sidelined because she's having a baby. We're so happy for that. Like, congratulations to Carmella and Corey Graves. Gable Stevenson.
Yeah, he went back to amateur wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's gonna not be around for a while.
Probably didn't work out, but like fine. John Cena, Logan Paul, Pat McAfee, R-Truth is in here.
Yeah, he's still like on the injured list.
Randy Orton as well, Tommaso Ciampa, which we're looking forward to seeing back on the main roster. A reunited DIY. Hopefully they'll be the one to get the titles away from Sammy and KO. And this isn't me looking forward to them losing the titles. This is just me saying, like, this is you know, the prediction that I've had for a while now, the moment DIY dethrone Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn have the dramatic reenactment of the split that DIY had.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great. I just hope that they get to do that, because it's one of the, when you hear NXT, and this is one of the things that pops into your head, that brutal heel turn that Tommaso Ciampa did. Yeah. Let's talk about AEW Dynamite.
Yeah, we'll get there here in just 1 second. Let's, I just want to talk, go back to that AEW Heavyweight Championship tournament.
WWE, not AEW.
Yeah, I'm sorry. WWE back at the press conference today. Triple H stated that the tournament
Papa Trips.
Oh, yeah. Stated that the tournament will start on May 8th on Raw. It will continue on May 12th and go through each show until they advance to the match at Night of Champions on May 27th. That weekend is going to be absolutely crazy, like, of wrestling, because you got Night of Champions, you got you have AEW Double or Nothing, you have NXT, yeah, Battleground, is that right?
I think it was Battleground.
And your birthday is like,
don't talk about my birthday on the show. I want people to forget my birthday.
So your birthday is not around
birthday isn't ever.
Okay,
I don't have a birthday. I was never born.
Okay, I gotcha. I smoked a chicken. No, but the other thing before we go to AEW, I wanted to talk about the SmackDown preview.
Oh yes, thank you. Because
no problem. So tonight, Shinsuke taking on Karrion Kross. You got the Viking Raiders. Viking Raiders taking on the OC, which is good to see them back in the ring on TV. Rather,
which ones? Like Anderson, Gallows.
Yeah, Gallows and Anderson.
AJ Styles' phenomenal forearm that he delivered last Friday was one of the I don't know if it's one of the best ones he's ever delivered in quite some time, or I'm so glad to see him back and I just marked out. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you have a Cody Rhodes appearance.
Shocking.
Bad Bunny will make an appearance too. So you got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. But
Dynamite.
Yeah. Dynamite. Man, I'm struggling. Dynamite.
I got you.
Yeah. How about the guy they added this week, huh? They
Will
brought in
Washington is all elite, guys. This is so great. I thought that it was going to be something like that, but in no way that I predicted in such capacity. We're so incredibly stoked for Will. This is such an amazing thing. And the moment he got signed, Hikaru Shida came back. Like, there's no... Of course, now you get to see Mariah Carey on the show and everything. This is such an amazing opportunity. And I hope that he pays zero attention. Were you searching for that the entire time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure. I just so hope that Will listens to zero of the people who are fucking jealous of the fact that he gets to do his dream job. He gets to work with his cousin, actually. And he'll do so many great things for that show. We can't wait. I'm sad that I'm no longer, you know, working at the same place that Will is, because he was one of the cool guys that we were able to talk to on After Dark.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
to be fair, everybody we've had on After Dark's been really cool.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But like, I actually meant, you know, people that are, you know, in that, right, at that capacity that I'm actually, you know, have anxiety to talk to.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because like Will was one of these people. Denise was one of these people. you know, people thought it was Phil Lindsay himself, like part of Grapsody. And I'm going to be just as you know, anxious when we get to talk to Reggie also. So there. Yeah.
So Chris sends us another super chat. Thank you. We all know Maggie was born during the Big Bang. Wait, that came out wrong.
Yeah, that's my parents.
I thought Caden was on After Dark once. Wasn't that Nikki?
For once, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Watch Coexisting After Dark with Romeo. Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, I made a Caden reference. It's fine. So yes, we are so excited for Will.
Yeah, for sure.
Big things are in store for him. Yeah.
We had Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, and Bandido taking on Jericho Appreciation Society of Jake Hager, Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, and Angelo Parker. Maggie, what'd you think of this match?
I'll be waiting. I'm sorry. It's Kill Switch Engage. I'm sorry. Every time I will pop. The thing is that Mikey Ruckus and Kill Switch Engage are coming together to think of a new thing for Roderick Strong, which means that I won't be able to hear the end of Heartache at Wembley. So I'm kind of pissed off about that. I really want Kill Switch Engage to sound all through Wembley. This is just going to be so incredibly great. Man, Roderick Strong in the ring, I miss him so much. At the end of his run in NXT, I feel like he was deliberately bad.
Yeah.
You know, at promos. Like he could never, as much as he would want to, even if he did, which he's a professional, he never would. As much as he would try, he will never be bad in the ring. So there you go. It was a fine match. It's a match that involves Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, and like all the others.
Yeah.
Of course, it's gonna be an interesting match. Then after the match, Adam Cole immediately ran to, you know, yes, it is. He ran immediately to, you know, the commentary table just so he can get his hands on Chris Jericho, who was wearing the Britt Baker blue eye, you know, totally not a home violence thing, like at all. This was a nice touch.
I love that Britt got a shot in too.
Yeah, she did. She slapped the hell out of him. I love the fact that Chris Jericho sold it so. Every time that a woman hits Chris Jericho, he sells the crap out of it. So he oversells it, like he was on the ground.
Yeah, he does that like a Wicked Witch of the.
Yeah, whatever. He does. Yeah. It's almost like me laughing. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. So after that, we got a Blackpool Combat Club promo. I love the fact that Bryan Danielson still calls you a little shit. I love that because it just shows you that he doesn't give a crap about anything. A quick promo. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we had Saraya against Willow Nightingale. The thing to talk about. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk about the BCC promo?
No. I just like that's the thing. I just basically the only thing I can say is, heel Bryan Danielson is the best. I just absolutely love it. Yeah. It's could you?
He's on a different level.
Because I absolutely love the man, wrestling, you know, I do. And then when he turns into a heel, you're just like, God, he's such a prick. Like, I want him to get his ass kicked, but I still love the guy, you know, it's just amazing. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's so damn good. He really is. And I just
he's such a professional, and that's it. Like it's
yeah. we're lucky to come back.
I would love to see him wrestle. It'll be my honor to see him at Wembley. Fuck. Okay. So afterwards, we had Saraya against Willow Nightingale.
Before you go on, I just want to say one thing real quick. Sean said this too the other day at Wembley. I hope there is a way Tony Khan can make this happen. If they do a battle royal or a casino royale match or whatever, I hope they can get Davey Boy Smith Jr. on that card. I really do. What's that?
This is the way.
Yeah. I hope they can do that.
Yeah. Yes. Also please, Will Ospreay and Zack Sabre Jr. Come on.
Yeah,
I know that there's forbidden door for those people, but like get British like people too, please. Yes, after the match, Hikaru Shida came out. She teased that she was joining the Outcast, but she's not. She's homegrown. The white suit, man, like Jesus Christ.
It got me, man. It got me like at first.
I didn't really buy it for a second.
It got me for a second, and then like when she got in there, she didn't do anything right away. I'm like, there it is. Never mind.
I didn't buy it, not for a second, because she was pissed that Saraya chose Toni Storm to begin with.
Yeah.
Way back 3 years ago when that feud started. It's finally something to talk about, you know, because like every single week there was like the same thing after the other, and now finally sides are getting, you know, built. So I'm looking forward to that. Way to go, Will. Like, your footprint right out of the gate.
Yeah.
We started normal, John. Yeah. And I praised the crap out of you at the beginning of the show, said I would.
Yeah, you got a call out. Or you got a call out. So not call out. What a shout out. There we go.
Call out. What
the fuck? I didn't mean to say call out.
I know. Next thing we had is House of Black deciding that they were sick of Tony Khan not booking them, so they were just gonna make their own way of match. This is weird. So any three wrestlers could challenge them for the Trios Championship.
I love it.
20 count ring outs, which was, you know, AEW rarely do count outs anyway.
Yeah.
But like the fact is that they explain it in a way that they didn't give a crap and they're gonna beat you whatever. No rope breaks, which is actually good. Optional DQs, which is also a way of them saying you can get whatever, you know, weapons you want, you will still not beat us because they're hardcore. I love House of Black. Whatever it takes to get them on the show, please. Like House of Black, if I don't get to see yes, House Rules. If I don't get to see House of Black in Wembley, I'm gonna be a bit disappointed because like they're part, like Malakai Black, like he's European. They're not gonna be only UK fans in Wembley. Like we have to have a representation, European representation.
Oh, you're going
to the show? Cool. Yeah. Jerk.
I just wanted to add like something there. So like the way you stated that, like the 20-second rule, like how the, like AEW doesn't like do count outs. Mm-hmm. And if they do, it goes past 10 seconds anyways, but it reminded me of, have you ever seen the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Okay. So there's a scene like that. There's an actor named Luis Guzman. And you've probably seen him in other movies, but anyways,
sure.
He's a cook in the movie, and he drops some food.
Hungry, Rob. I've been hungry.
But anyways, he drops some food, and he says, "Oops, the 5-second rule almost turned into the 10-second rule," and then that made me think, like that's how like the AEW like refs are, like if because
so
they
it's
don't
gonna be a 40-second rule.
Yeah, like yeah, it's like 45 seconds in and they're at like count number 8. So it just reminded me of that and I thought that was pretty good. So let's go
it's,
on.
This is going to be an interesting dynamic. I'm going to have to wait and see how it goes, like for the first match, like, you know, the first house rules match. House always wins. The thing is, we were like, come on, please, like, put those trios belts on House of Black. And then they did, and that's about it. Like, we haven't seen it, and it pisses me off. Like, I'm sure there's a reason for that. Like, yeah. Probably, you know, but I just miss them in the ring. Come on, it's Buddy Matthews. Please, Buddy Matthews and Roderick Strong. Come on. Come on.
Good stuff, pal.
Yeah.
So moving on, the Trios Battle Royale. What do you think of this?
The right people won. Like, we all knew that it was going to be, like, scissoring time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. By the way, my friend Philip cannot wait for the chant, scissor me daddy ass. Oh, scissor me daddy.
Oh,
and like, nice. He's incredibly fascinated by that. And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. It's a cool chant.
Yeah.
It's fine. But like, are you really?
Scissor me daddy.
Oh, scissor me daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I cannot wait to be a part of a UK crowd. This is so...
We had Kenneth funny. Omega cutting a promo with Don Callis.
He was so serious.
It was good. It was a good one.
If you know, you know. If you're a fan of the show, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I still think Don Callis is turning.
Don Callis is turning. Like he bled with BCC. That's it.
Yeah.
Takeshita also did. Like they both bled with BCC. This was the thing from the very beginning. You need to bleed with the BCC if you're going to be a part of that.
Yep.
This is storytelling. I cannot wait. Fuck Don Callis.
Yep.
Fuck him.
Some guy named Wardlow with Arn Anderson took on Logan LaRue. Logan LaRue is still laying in that ring. He has not been able to move.
I know. He penetrated the ring with those power bombs. I'm like, calm down, okay? We're gonna meet up, okay? Don't
so you get the London Eye for sure, huh?
What's interesting is that Christian Cage and Luchasaurus came out after that, and Christian Cage said, "Oh no, you're gonna face me," and I'm like,
yeah.
"Okay, we are gonna get Buddy Matthews and Kenny Omega." We are. Yes, John, you're absolutely right. This is one of the reasons why I miss NXT UK. But like pre-pandemic NXT UK, those crowds are fucking nuts. The Sandcastle pay-per-views? Jeez.
Live at the Sandcastle.
Yeah. I'm never going to call it otherwise.
Oh, no. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Sanjay Dutt. That... Briscoe chicken farm bit. Okay.
I loved it. So, like I said yesterday that I told you yesterday that I was able to get Kevin Kelly to pop at my tweet that made my,
yes,
that made my
yes,
day.
Did.
Oh brother, we're Art Bar.
Yes. We all love Kevin Kelly here.
Yeah.
This is something I told to you and Romeo while we were recording After Dark yesterday. I could not stop looking at, you know, Satnam Singh in that overalls and not see the Terminator lifting that baby on, yeah. You know, this was the only thing I could picture. And I'm like, okay, the only thing that can make me love this even more is if until the end of this entire story, they all keep wearing those overalls. Please. Like this... Because,
yeah.
Like, the overalls that Satnam Singh has could, you know, cover Wembley if it starts raining. Like, it's... This is it. Like, yeah. Sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's hilarious. If, I mean, that would be great. And I loved the... I think one of my favorite things, too, was Papa Briscoe taking a shot at
Yeah.
God, what's his name? The manager of the group. I forgot his name.
Sanjay Dutt.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You know me.
You know his.
I loved him taking a shot at Sanjay. Because then they show Sanjay just dancing and.
In the overalls, and he had nothing underneath.
Yeah, I just absolutely loved it. Corey sent us a super chat. Thank you, my friend. He goes, leaving in about 10 minutes or so, but sending so much love. Rob, you're a great dude. Maggie, you're magnificent. Love y'all.
There's a new word for you. Thank you, Corey.
We love you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Juice Robinson versus Ricky Starks.
I miss Ricky Starks so much.
Yeah, that match was fire.
So much. They kind of put the brakes on the guy, and it's kind of disappointing. But
We thought
I still feel like. I don't know. Why isn't he one of the pillars? Why?
I don't know. But we really thought that he was going to be the one possibly facing MJF at Double or Nothing. If you remember.
I still feel like Ricky Starks should be the one to dethrone MJF because he's so great. I still feel like he's the future for AEW. He has everything. He's so good on the mic. Do you remember when he was facing MJF? Was it Revolution?
Oh, did we do this like last week? AEW Revolution.
I
think we did this already.
I'm sorry. Like this, was, like my memory stuff. It was about a different match. But Ricky Starks will hold that championship at some point, but I will not be opposed to Ricky Starks beating Wardlow for the championship because you can tell David Goliath story out of that, and you can easily turn Wardlow heel, please. Yes. Sorry. And I only say this because the one thing I want for Wembley is for Miro, a returning Miro, to beat Orange Cassidy for that international belt. This is what should happen. Wembley will lose their minds for Miro. Absolutely lose their minds for Miro. And Miro will lose his mind for Wembley because being a huge soccer fan that he is, he must come back to Wembley. Yes, Adam Cole is a perfect person to dethrone also MJF. But so is Kenny Omega, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, so I mean that's probably why it's not considered a pillar.
I know, but come on.
By the way,
Ricky Starks' spear is the best spear right now in the business. So just pointing it out. Then we close Dynamite with Jungle Boy and Darby Allin versus MJF and Sammy Guevara. I have a question. Okay, Sammy Guevara was the one who didn't trust MJF in the inner circle. Why is he's trusting him now?
Because they wanted you to forget. I mean, that's what it was. Plus the check thing, you know? He was going to get paid, so.
So?
I think that, I'm just saying that was.
MJF could pay him back then. I know that MJF actually has more money now that he is a champion. I know. But it's, come on.
I know. I know.
It was silly. The match was fine, by the way.
Yeah.
That Fatal 4-Way, I cannot wait for that match because they're going to showcase everything that they can, and this is the future of AEW. So I know that there are a lot of people who are looking forward to different things on Double or Nothing, but nothing has been said about this show other than this match. This is the only match that we're getting, right?
Yeah, that's right now.
As of right now. and they're like, it's at the end of the month. Like, we have 20 something days. We have 23 days for Double or Nothing. Yeah.
So moving on, AEW Rampage preview. Yet Vikingo and the Lucha Brothers taking on Powerhouse Hobbs, QT Marshall, and Aaron Solo.
It's give me more Vikingo. I'm up for that. Yep. TBS champion Jade Cargill will be in action. The Firm Deletion match, which
I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to that. And Mark Briscoe against Preston Vance. I'm looking forward to this as well. I'm also looking forward to Preston Vance removing his beard because he has a lovely face.
I figured that.
I'm also looking forward to him going back to Dark Order because I don't think that this is working.
I
do not think this is working. Moving on.
All right, here we go.
I actually remember that I'm not on mute. Are you proud of me, Rob?
No, I just wanted to. Well, no, I just.
I know. Next up, I'm going to just cough into the microphone, or like blow my nose. Guys, the first Cooper Effect this week is about our wonderful, wonderful friend, world famous cheeseburger, CB. He was a guest on After Dark, which is going to be on the main channel.
It'll be on the main Fightful channel.
Yes, it's not going to be on Fightful Select, so you guys will be able to watch our CB interview on the main channel for Fightful. We will share the link when it's up there. The audio is available for tier 2 subscribers for Fightful Select right now. So if you are, please go have a listen. CB was such a lovely person to talk to. I cannot thank him enough. We've been back and forth, talking to each other for quite some time. I was waiting for asking him because I didn't want it to look as if, you know,
you were using
the friendship, which I wasn't, because he's just such an amazing person. Like, he's incredibly giving. He loves his students. And overall, a really wonderful soul. We love having wonderful souls on our show. So he was one of, you know, the absolutely incredibly heartwarming guests that we've had on the show. Please, when it's up there, go take a look at.
Yeah, you guys will really like it. He was great. It's the first time I've ever got to talk to him, and it was awesome. I marked out because of the history of Jushin Thunder Liger, who I absolutely loved, was his mentor when he wrestled in New Japan during the New Japan Ring of Honor partnership a few years ago. So talking to him about Jushin Thunder was just awesome for me. And then I told him about seeing him wrestle way back in the day here for Ring of Honor in Minnesota. And he recalled some of the match, and he talked about driving. He said the drive from where he was at in Pennsylvania, Maryland area, driving all the way to Minnesota was one of the longest drives, but he still misses that. It was a great great conversation. I can't wait to talk to him again. I absolutely loved it. He was just awesome and just a really good guy. Just give it a watch. I think you guys will really enjoy it. We had a good time. So. Well, Maggie, I think it's time for our WrestleMania Backlash prediction show.
I just cannot wait for us to stop calling it that.
What are they still calling it that, or did we call
it? I don't care. It said WrestleMania Backlash.
Okay.
But I hope they get rid of that because
I think it's just confusing. I
know, and WrestleMania Money in the Bank and WrestleMania Royal Rumble and whatever. May 6, 2023 in Puerto Rico. I'm so looking forward to that. Again, because it's a different kind of audience. It's a different venue. Everything's different. The people will be so excited to finally have wrestling. It's just so going to be great. Shout out to everyone going to the show. You guys are going to have such a wonderful time. First of all, we have Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn versus The Bloodline. Solo Sikoa, Jey Uso, and Jimmy Uso. What do you think, Rob? Does the Bloodline lose again and Solo turn on the Usos?
I think Matt Riddle costs Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn the win. I think that's what happens. I think like it's going to be like shenanigans finish because Riddle loses his shit and Kevin Owens like might have enough with Riddle. I don't know. I just have a feeling the Bloodline will get this win. And I think Riddle's going to be the one that takes the pin here. That's just my opinion.
Yours is interestinger than mine. interestinger. Yeah, it's more interesting than mine because like mine is generic and I feel like I can see it coming. But it's... Because like... You... Like Paul Heyman has been teasing Solo Sikoa a lot with, you know, friction between them. We still haven't seen the consequences of the Usos losing those championship belts. Maybe we get to see them now after if they lose this match.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm... God, this is hard. I feel like Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn get the win here, and we get some development on the Bloodline friction thing. This is, it could go either way here because like they can tell stories of both sides of the win. So it's yeah. Next up, we have Cody Rhodes against Brock Lesnar. Okay, I'm beginning to be worried that Brock Lesnar is going to squash Cody Rhodes. And we might have to send help for Steven Jensen because like I'm really it's gotten to the point where I'm just afraid for Jensen, okay? Like because like it was so bad that it didn't happen at WrestleMania. So if they keep doing that, it's gonna be just so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like I know I'm gonna fucking hate the fact that they're gonna put, you know, the new championship on Cody, because that's not the thing that he wants. But like if we think about it, there are worse things that can happen. Like, they can put the title on Omos. They're actually considering that. So there's, like, a lot of things that can happen. I hope Cody Rhodes wins for Steven's sake. But, like the inner bitch in me wants Brock to win because I want to watch everything burn, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, you just want to see everything burn.
I just want the chaos, like control.
But you know
chaos.
What happens if you do that? You know what happens if you do that? Like, what happens is...
What happens is the spotlight gets a million views because, like,
well, no. What I'm saying is mine. Karma will come back at you and give you Goldberg versus Wardlow at...
Okay, like, why? Okay, like, fucking stop it. This was mean, okay? Like, I'm quitting the show. Like, this, you didn't have to do that. You, like, nothing of this entire, you know, circumstances, like, had to be said. You chose to say this. You did this to yourself, Rob. Now I'm going to be fucking mad at you. No noodles for me after the show.
No noodles. Damn it. Now I wish I could rewind it.
Noodles for me. No. Yeah. Jesus.
So now you don't want
Why are you so
burn.
Mean to me?
I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to just...
I said I wanted the world to burn, not my eyes.
Like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is why I said oh, no. Whoops.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. That
way she can relive it.
We love you. Yeah. Yes, we love you so much. Yeah. Jesus. Why are you such a meanie?
I'm not a meanie. I didn't mean to.
I don't want Wardlow to be injured, okay? Like, please, no, never. No.
I don't want anybody injured either. And you know what? The thing is, maybe Goldberg will smash his head into a door before and you'll be fine. Who knows? I mean...
With the door?
Yeah, well, then the door's hurt and then Goldberg's probably concussed.
Yeah, okay, moving on because, like, you got that into my head and, like, I'm so mad at you. What do you have for this match?
Please forgive me. Cody Rhodes.
Cody, okay. I hope so.
Because
WWE, now you put the universe thing into my head. So
yeah, WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley taking on Zelina Vega.
I have Zelina Vega. I'm just kidding. Rhea Ripley is going to win here. I hope that this match is good because we know that Zelina Vega is really good in the ring. We don't get to see that as often as we want to. But I can't wait for that huge pop that she's going to get in Puerto Rico. Like, I love the audience popping for women. It's the same with Trinity last night on Impact. I adored the fact that she was having so much fun and everyone loved her. Everyone was chanting Feel the Glow, which was something that she never got in WWE. So,
yeah,
we're incredibly happy for Trinity. Looking forward to see what she does in Impact. But getting back to this, Rhea Ripley. Oh yes, so much.
Yeah. I'm anxious for Zelina to get that pop, like you said. I'm actually like the one thing too is I always like seeing what the wrestlers wear too.
Zelina Vega, her gear game is on a different level. Seriously,
yeah. It's going to look good.
So good. Yeah. I cannot wait. Like her cosplay is always something so incredible. I don't remember if we got to talk to Cher about Zelina, but she's out there. Yeah, she's out there with one of the best in gear-wise. Okay, next thing, the match I'm looking forward to most is Seth Rollins against Omos.
Seth Rollins versus Omos.
I have no idea why this match is happening. Neither do they. I freaking hope Seth wins, because if not, I am going to write an angry letter. I don't know to whom, but like, Jesus, like, no. Also, if Seth doesn't make Omos look good, it's Omos' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Who do you have?
Well, my heart wants Seth Rollins. My brain says it's WWE, so. But I think Seth Rollins gets it.
Seth Rollins gets it because, again, I think that he'll be one of the runner-ups for that championship belt, and they have to give him a big-ass push. So, yeah. Next thing, we have United States Championship, Austin Theory defense against Bobby Lashley and Bronson Reed. I actually think that they're going to continue rolling with Theory here, but I would love it if Bobby Lashley wins because, like, please. But is Bobby Lashley on SmackDown?
No, he got drafted. He got moved to SmackDown.
Yeah. So what if he gets to dethrone Roman? Because I would actually love that.
I'd be fine with that.
Absolutely be fine with that because I miss Bobby Lashley with a championship. That's it.
I say I'd be fine with it, but I don't. That I think
if they'll build him up. Do you remember how people popped for Bobby? Yeah, I know, but like I'll be absolutely fine with that. In my heart, I will always root for Big E to be the one. But like, yeah, because come on, he got screwed out of that title. Jesus,
that would be actually fucking amazing to me.
Yeah, like Big E, please. Oh my God, this is the next person that I miss so much. Now that we got AJ Styles back, I just want Big E. Jesus. Yeah, I still think it's Theory retaining, but I will not. I feel like Bronson Reed is in this match to take the pin, which is a pity because he's pretty good. I love him in the ring. But I think this match is actually going to be a pretty good match.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, this is you make a good point because, well, so Theory went to SmackDown, right?
Or did yeah.
Yeah, so Theory went to SmackDown. Lashley's going to SmackDown. Reed staying on Raw. So, Smeary. I know. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? So
I'm sorry for this laugh.
I know. It's like, what the hell is that? I don't know. I don't get it.
He's going to Smeary that Theory. Okay, moving on, please.
If Bronson Reed wasn't on Raw, I would say Bronson Reed would win. But the fact that he's on Raw and they have Gunther with the Intercontinental title, that kind of makes me like say it's going to be Lashley or Theory. And I do hope it's Lashley, but I think Reed's going to get the win. Or no, excuse me. I think Theory's going to get the win.
Theory, yeah.
Yeah. I want it to be Reed, but I'd be fine with Lashley getting the win.
Yeah. All three people is perfectly fine with me, but like I know that they're going to keep that belt on Theory. It's
Raw Women's Championship, Io Sky taking on Bianca Belair.
Secretly match of the night.
Yep. Easily I'd be more than okay with Io winning this.
Yes. I don't think they're taking the belt off of Bianca. Seriously, I don't think so. But God, like I feel like yes. Hi, Pluggo, sweetie. We're glad that you're here. AJ Styles did not get a turn against Roman. But he will never be the one to dethrone Roman, like at all. So ever since Io has been called up, I feel like we forgot how amazing she is in the ring. She's a ring general. I feel like we forgot, and I hope that we get reminded of that in this match. Because they kind of said this on Raw this week. They don't speak the same language, but they understand each other because they just want to get in the ring and like nothing. Because like you can see that Dakota Kai and Bayley are, you know, trash talking everything, while Io Sky just wants to get in the ring. That's what she wants. She means business. And secretly match of the night, because I actually think that Bad Bunny and Damian Priest are going to steal the show. And that's why I hope that this will be the main event, Bad Bunny against Damian Priest. So I pick Bianca Belair.
My brain says Bianca, my heart says Io. But the thing is, I absolutely love Bianca. Like, that's the thing. Like, we both have said we want her to have the title forever. So it's one of those things where I just think they're going to keep the title on Bianca. I think that's the way you go.
Yeah.
But I will say this right now. I could totally see Io winning the Royal Rumble next year and beating
who?
Io.
Ooh, Io.
Oh, who? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was like, huh? You got me for a second. I was like, who? Yeah. Thank you. But yeah. And as far as the main event, Bad Bunny's
coming. Looking forward to this. If people are actually, you want Damian Priest to lose to someone who's not a full-time wrestler? Like, remember, like, Sami Zayn lost a ridiculous match at WrestleMania and it was so good. But it was like, I get it was like a stupid comedy match, but it was one of the best matches on the card. I was wondering if I was sleep deprived or just the match was so great. It's a street fight. Like, Bad Bunny is gonna, you know, deliver Canadian destroyers off of a skyscraper. I don't know. And again, I just wanna underline just how incredible Bad Bunny is here. Like, I'll be the first one to admit I was not on the Bad Bunny bandwagon because I didn't know. Clearly, I didn't know. But, like, seeing everything that he's doing for wrestling, he clearly is so in love with the business and everything. And he has immense respect for everything that they do. And I'm so happy that he gets to do that because it's obviously a dream of mine, of his. And Pluggo is absolutely correct. He did set, like, that's an incredibly high bar because of Bad Bunny. Like, you will no longer see Hugh Jackman in the ring. Hugh Jackman is one of my favorite actors, by the way. He was trash. Okay? He was absolute trash. I love you, Hugh, but please, no. People like Bad Bunny, Pat McAfee, like, those are people who are like, you shouldn't be this good doing that. You should not be this good. I'm looking forward to this match. And while we're talking about this match, might as well tell you guys who our guest for next week's Coexisting After Dark is. We are going to have Demon Diva on the show. She's going to talk about the experience at Backlash in Puerto Rico. I'm so pumped for this. I'm so glad that she said yes. She's a big-time Bad Bunny supporter. And if Damian Priest, for some reason, wins this match, I just see her, like, jump the barricade and, like, start beating Damian Priest. So, yeah.
I'm very anxious for tomorrow, tomorrow's show. And just a reminder, tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern, we will be having the Fightful Select WrestleMania Backlash pre-show. So everybody,
please,
knows.
Please join us on Fightful Select. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Please, it's such a wonderful way to support us and everyone on the Fightful crew. Everyone's busting their ass, you know, around pay-per-views, breaking stories and everything. So please subscribe to Fightful Select. You'll be able to watch an amazing crew tomorrow on the pre-show. Please, yes, join us.
So we got a few minutes, couple of things. So I know they've been talking about cities like bidding for the Royal Rumble next year. Orlando, Florida has put a bid in. Tampa Bay, Florida has put a bid in. The other thing too is WWE has plans for an extra as an audience member on SmackDown tonight, I guess. I don't know what that means, but an extra as an audience member. I don't know exactly what that means.
Probably going to do a brawl and then someone's going to hit someone in the audience and then probably something like that. If yeah. I understand correctly.
Supposedly those that have been, supposedly they're not expecting a hard brand split for Dynamite and Collision, but they should have more. We should have more like on that information.
We should have more. Having in mind that Dark Elevation and like AEW Dark and Dark Elevation are resting in peace soon.
Sorry, Mark Order Podcast, but sorry, Ryan.
Yes, sorry, Ryan. We know that you love that show. We might as well now watch NXT. So this is a better laugh, I feel like. It's a sarcastic laugh.
Yeah. We're anxious for Demon Diva.
Yeah, we're. Yes, Noobs Frogs. Jesus. Okay. Yeah, that set the bar for celebrity appearances. But yeah, but after that punch that he gave to The Miz, Jesus.
Well, let's go ahead and plug our shit before I move on. That way we're good.
We get to talk about the second Cooper effect, Rob.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Sorry. My bad. I forgot all about that.
Oh.
I went right by it. My bad. Sorry, Romeo.
It is, are you going to play the graphic?
Playing right now. Yeah. It's my first day. Hold on.
It's fine. Guy of the second Cooper effect. We're going to shout out Romeo Anthony that we got on Coexisting After Dark again yesterday. The show will be up at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fightful Select. Please subscribe again to Fightful Select. Romeo from True Heel Heat. We had such a blast. I feel like no serious words were exchanged during that recording. We loved it so much. Please go follow Romeo. It was such a fun time. Of course, we got to talk and rip on Caden. Romeo has been doing like a lot of long ass streams on True Heel Heat YouTube channel, like. He's gone 24 hours on the stream. Like, most recently, they did a backlash match, random backlash matches watch along. I was just getting up for my first, like, a day shift for the bar, and I open up YouTube for whatever reason, and I feel like, and I see that they're live. I, you know, open the stream, and it says, "Start streaming 11 hours ago." Now, fuck! Okay. Jesus. Yeah.
But
Romeo, aka the 24-hour man, please go listen to this interview. It was so great. Yeah. It was fun having Romeo on the show.
Romeo's great. I love being on shows with him. I've done a couple of the watch-alongs and stuff. Did fantasy football with him this year. He's just a great guy. I love talking to him, but thank you, Romeo. It was great talking to you, and thank you for being on the show. But Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK for a lot of Pedro Pascal stuff.
Yeah, guys, you can follow me at oh, sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done.
I was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still talking. Sorry. At Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, you can follow me at Fightful Rob on Instagram. We got about a minute left, so I just, instead of jokes today, I just want to say, and I'm not going to say any names or anything, but a lot of stuff this past week about the way people have been treated in their DMs, and specifically women. And my thing is, if you ever need somebody that you need to reach out to, or you want to talk to privately, you can always reach out to me. I know Maggie's the same way. We're here for you. Because you shouldn't have, if you ever just need somebody to talk to, whatever you say to us will stay between us. Like, it won't go between me and Maggie.
Granted, I forget a lot, so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But just wanted to say that. And other than that, guys, I want to say thank you. We absolutely love you for everything. And we will see you next week at 3 o'clock. Bye.
Hopefully, we can see you on Fightful Select tomorrow at 2:30.
Oh, yeah, 2:30.
Yeah, Eastern.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.